Day 11. Effortless ease and accepting the gifts as they come. Effortless ease is a state of being where you trust the flow of the universe. In this process of manifestation, there is a natural balance between action and effortlessness. When we hold on to the reins of control in manifestation, we miss the opportunity to experience the effortless ease provided by our divine co-pilot. For right now, there is no right or wrong way to manifest, only your way. It is good to have a clear idea of where you are going, but the steps in the middle can easily be unknown and left in the hands of God. In this case, willingness needs to be present. The key to this style of manifesting is that you must recognize the opportunities as they are gifted to you, then accept and receive them. Remember the story about the guy in the storm? This fella, Tony, is warned of an impending disaster. It's kind of a funny story. He refuses to leave his home and keeps saying, "God will save me." As the storm progresses towards the man's village, a police officer is sent out to the homes to warn the inhabitants of the need to vacate. Officer Jim comes to Tony's door and notifies him, "The village is being evacuated." Tony's surprising response is,
"Thanks, Jim, but I believe in God's ability to save me. I trust God will protect me from the storms and the rising floodwaters. I will stay right here."
Officer Jim, seeing no possibility of persuading Tony to leave, goes on to assist others in their evacuation. As the floodwaters rise, the streets fill with rushing waters, and the roads once held the opportunity for cars to pass, now had become channels where small motorboats passed through searching for people who had been left behind. Jackie, a rescue worker clad in rain gear and a life jacket, spots movement in Tony's house and steers her small motorboat towards his front door. She shouts out to him, "Hurry! There is still time to abandon your home and go to safety." Again, Tony responds confidently,
"No, my God will save me."
As the day passes, the storms drop torrential rains. Tony's home fills with the filthy floodwaters, and he is forced out onto the roof of the house. As he perches on the roof, a search and rescue helicopter approaches. A rope ladder is dropped from the helicopter, but Tony does not reach out for it. He still holds firm to the idea that God will save him. The floodwaters rise up over the roof. In the next scene from this story, Tony is standing at the pearly gates. He is confused and surprised about the situation. He asks to speak to St. Peter, and then to speak to the big guy himself. Tony is given an audience and asks, "Lord God, I showed you my complete faith. I gave you all my trust. Why didn't you save me?" God replied, "My son, I sent Officer Jim, then Jackie, then the rescue worker in the motorboat, and finally I sent you a rope ladder from the search and rescue helicopter. Honestly, Tony, you keep refusing my assistance. What else can I do?" So we started this lesson with effortless ease, inviting God to be our co-pilot. And we end the story of paying close attention to the gifts and openings that you are receiving in everyday life. Okay, so I'm going to have you take out your action guidebook, and let's go ahead and take some time to think about what's going on in your life. And just quietly and slowly percolate. Think about what you've refused, like options you've refused. Sometimes we're blind to them. We don't actually realize how many times we're given gifts over and over and over again every day. And we say, no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you. So go ahead and write things that you know that you've refused. And if there's something that you're wanting or longing that you haven't created yet for yourself, very likely, if you scan through the recent this week, you'll notice there was a way you refused it, that it had tried to come to you and it couldn't. So let's take a few minutes here and make some notes for yourself. And we'll be back in about 5 minutes. I really want you to just soul search on this. Find those things that you've actually let go by. And you can actually look over your lifetime where you had an opportunity and later you realized, oh my God, here was this goodness coming to me and I wasn't in a vibration to notice that it was coming.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. And we'll go over the homework. We had an extra short lesson today. So, number one, as always, increase your energy with a fresh gratitude list. 5 more things that you're grateful for today. Practice your meditation on your CD. And at this point, you might be wanting to use one of the supplemental CDs. You're welcome to. We're halfway through the course at this point, and you can switch things out. There's a shorter meditation CD. I do want you getting mock-ups in every day, so not to skip over, and I do want you using one of the 3 meditations. This is also a perfect place, since we have a really short written lesson today, for you to go in and listen to the group mock-ups and see how you're doing. We have a sample included of a group that I led who didn't really know what they were doing. So you're going to be able to listen with a fairly sophisticated ear at this point to what they're saying. And some of my coaching, you're going to be able to identify a little bit better about honing and refining. So pull that mock-up session out, maybe listen to 10 or 15 minutes of that, or you're welcome to listen to the whole thing. And of course, we do want you to practice the meditation on your CD or one of the shorter choices. Commit to experiencing a day of effortless ease. And then notes to self to chart progress. What I saw during my abundance meditation practice. What I felt. What I realized. What I generated. Note any changes or results from your mock-up meditation. And again, take time to celebrate. Notice even the littlest changes. We're really looking for you. If you do this every day for 21 days, you notice the little changes you've got, you've just validated that you've got at least, 66 changes, something like that. That's really, really important. It's important for your body to be registering that and your spirit to be registering. Things are changing. And notice any changes in yourself. All right. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you are connected to my soul. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens during this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo! Ha 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 ha!